KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9 o'clock, we have partly sunny skies now, 75 degrees in Atlantic. We look for any remaining showers to be ending this morning. Radar shows just a few light showers along the Highway 34 and 71 intersection and along that corridor, and then along Highway 25 and around the Creston area and south of there toward the Missouri border. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. In an update to a story we first brought you over the weekend, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office says a fire along Interstate 80 in Adair County destroyed a semi-trailer loaded with metal pieces, jalapeno cheese, and pretzels Saturday afternoon. Contrary to a report from the Iowa DOT, though, the fire was not the result of an accident, but it's not clear how it started. The blaze occurred just east of the westbound I-80 exit ramp at Exit 86, which is Highway 25, or about 2 miles west of Menlo. A detour was established while the wreck was being cleared up. The incident happened at around 3:42 p.m. The interstate was reopened just after 5:45 p.m. Saturday, but the fire in a trailer apparently flared up again at around 6:40 p.m., according to dispatchers. Received several 911 calls, and fire crews were once again dispatched to extinguish that blaze. There were no injuries reported, and the remains of the burned-out trailer were still on the shoulder of the interstate early Sunday morning, but were gone by midday as crews worked throughout the morning to remove the debris. And the only indication the fire had taken place Sunday afternoon was a large section of scorched pavement. You can view that burned-out trailer on our website. Go to KJAN.com, click on the News tab, then go to page 3. KJAN News time is 9:02.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
The National Weather Service is warning that a combination of temperature and humidity will raise the heat index as high as 110 degrees in eastern Nebraska and most of southern Iowa today. A heat advisory says this afternoon temperatures are expected to reach the mid-90s with dew points into the upper 70s. The warning expires at 7 or 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time, depending on where you're located. And the Weather Service is warning people to wear light and loose-fitting clothes and drink plenty of water. The Sioux City Airport is benefiting from the flooding along the Missouri River because it's become harder for people to drive to Omaha's Epley Airfield. The flooding has closed sections of Interstate 29 in Iowa and a number of other roads, so getting to Omaha's airport can be challenging these days. The Sioux Gateway Airport manager Kurt Miller says ticket sales are higher than average right now. Miller says the longer the flooding lasts, the more likely it is that people who live near Sioux City will consider flying out of the smaller airport in northwest Iowa. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard says he believes all Missouri River states can find a way to work together on river issues. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad last week urged governors in Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska to discuss forming a new group of downstream states. A letter he wrote indicates he believes the Army Corps of Engineers favors upstream states in its management of the river. Upstream states want more river water for recreation, and downstream states want it for barge traffic. Dugard says that he wasn't aware of Branstad's letter, but he thinks all states have much in common regarding the river. He says they've worked together on the response to this year's flooding. He believes that cooperative attitude can continue. Insurance agents in states along the swollen Missouri River say federal officials are causing widespread confusion by pushing the sale of flood insurance policies that might not cover damage from the current flooding. The insurance companies say policies specify that only those bought at least 2 months before the damage happened will cover it. But the FEMA is telling landowners to buy the insurance anyway, and that some damage might be covered under the insurance program's complicated rules. Confusion is increasing the anxiety along the river as the flooding continues. The flood is expected to last another 2 months and affect 6 states from North Dakota to Missouri. The insurance questions affect people whose property normally don't flood and who waited to buy coverage. The Omaha Public Power District, or OPPD, has installed a new barrier around its Fort Calhoun nuclear power plant and is now pumping out floodwaters from the Missouri River. OPPD installed the new 8-foot-tall water-filled barrier around the plant to replace a similar one that failed 2 weeks ago after a worker inadvertently punctured it with a bobcat. The utility had planned to pump out the water and begin behind the new barrier on Sunday to create a dry area around the plant so it'll be easier for workers to get around. Both OPPD and federal regulators have said Fort Calhoun is safe even without the barrier. Officials say all key areas of the plant have stayed dry inside, and the plant will remain shut down until after the floodwaters subside in the fall. Iowa congressional races are typically low-key events, but next year's election is shaping up as anything but typical. Thanks to redistricting, all of Iowa's congressmen will be in new or reshaped districts. Because Iowa dropped from 5 congressional seats to 4, Representative Dave Loebsack is moving to a new district to avoid facing Democratic Representative Bruce Braley, and Republican Representative Tom Latham is moving into the 3rd district rather than face GOP Representative Steve King. Republican Steve King. Latham will likely face Democratic Representative Leonard Boswell, and King will go against Christy Vilsack, the wife of former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, who's moving to Ames. Democratic strategist Ron Parker says the incumbents face the difficulty of introducing themselves to new voters. He says that can be difficult and expensive. Republican presidential candidate Tim Pawlenty says 2012 rival Michelle Bachmann has a, quote, non-existent record of accomplishment during her 3 terms in Congress. Pawlenty, who's behind the polls and lagging in fundraising, says that as a former Minnesota governor, he has executive experience and achieved results under challenging circumstances. A poll last month in early voting Iowa put former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney and Tea Party favorite Bachmann at the top. Pawlenty was back in the pack despite an aggressive campaign in the state. He told NBC's Meet the Press that early polls aren't good indicators of anything. Pawlenty says that over the next 60 days, he needs to show significant progress. He's pointing to the Iowa Republican Party's straw poll on August 13th and thinks he will prevail. Republican presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann says her colleagues in Congress are a dysfunctional family when it comes to making key financial decisions for the country. Officials in the Obama administration and Republican congressional leaders are trying to negotiate on a deal that would raise the so-called debt ceiling, but Bachmann says no dice.
It's time for tough love. And don't let them scare you by telling you that the country's going to fall apart and that we're going to default on our debt.
Bachmann says her fellow Republicans should be pressing for deep spending cuts instead of allowing for more borrowing.
In our family, my husband and I would have taken that credit card, we would have chopped that baby up, and we would have said, we're going to live within our means. We're going to stretch. We're going to make do. We're going to do without. That's a concept.
Bachmann says Americans have no scratch left in their pockets.
We need a new sheriff in Washington, D.C., because we can't afford 4 more years of bleak unemployment numbers. We can't afford 4 more years of Barack Obama.
Bachmann campaigned in Iowa this past weekend and spoke to a crowd of over 300 at the opening of her Iowa campaign headquarters in Urbandale. Iowa's 18 state-regulated casinos report an overall increase of 1.1% in gambling revenue over the past 12 months compared with the previous 12 months. A new report from the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission doesn't include data from 3 Iowa casinos operated by American Indian tribes. The 18 state-regulated casinos reported almost $1.38 billion in gambling revenue from 21.7 million admissions over the past 12 months. Commission Administrator Jack Ketterer says things seem to be going in the right direction, but it has been slow, which he thinks is indicative of the entire economy. Casino admissions were down 1.8% for the past 12 months. And the University of Iowa has announced plans to hire 20 new faculty members to study obesity and genetics. The head of the university's biochemistry department, Charles Brenner, is one of the leaders of the obesity initiative. He says food production methods have given us nutrient-rich food that is relatively inexpensive.
What we end up experiencing is an increase in energy intake and a decrease in energy expenditure. And this, in a nutshell, is what is making us fat. And so there's really an epidemic of obesity in Iowa, in the United States, and all over the world.
But Brenner says the problem is far more complicated than just telling people to eat less.
It has genetic components. It has environmental components. What kind of food is available for us to buy and prepare? It has sociological components, who our friends are, what our lifestyles are, economic components, legal issues that follow it as well.
Brenner says the goal of hiring new faculty to study obesity and genetics is to attack the obesity problem from all the various angles and then share the research.
Individual faculty members are probably going to, in part, work on their own projects, but we're hoping that we'll be able to break down the barriers between faculty in different departments and different colleges so that we can try to make an impact on this very multidisciplinary problem.
Brenner says they'll also work with Iowa State University's Nutrition and Wellness Center and the Youth Fitness and Obesity Institute at the University of Northern Iowa. They plan to hire 20 new faculty members, comes at a time when state-supported universities have lost millions in state funding and their budgets have been cut to the bone. Brenner says the UI provost has made this project a priority as part of what's called cluster hiring for projects that cut across different colleges and departments. He says the university will use budget savings in other areas to fund the research, and the project is also expected to generate revenue.
It should be pointed out that research-intensive faculty, and we expect that all of the hires involved in the obesity initiative will be conducting research, are frequently very successful in attracting outside funding to support their salary, to support the salary of their staff. So we actually expect this is going to create jobs by creating 10 new laboratories.
The 10 faculty hired for the genetic initiative will study emerging problems in genetics. News time is 9:12.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
And checking our funeral announcements, Leah Barry of Atlantic, age 82, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Leah Barry will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 81-year-old Michael J. Bloom of Harlan died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Bloom will be today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with a Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan in charge of arrangements. 51-year-old James L. Morrell of Stewart died Monday, that's July the 6th, at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for James Morrell will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Our news was brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.